An important study published in Israel this past weekend, and I should note that this is a study that has not been peer-reviewed, that found, to some extent, that what is known as the South African variant is able to break through the vaccine's protection. Joining me on the line is Professor Musa Moshabela, the Acting Deputy Vice-Chancellor for Research and Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Professor, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Africa. Good morning to you and your listeners.
While this paper has not been peer-reviewed, I thought it important for us to reflect it because we are expecting a shipment of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine within this month, and it forms a very important part, if you like, of the number of vaccines we're going to be administering in South Africa. From what you've been able to read, what does the study mean?
Well, I mean, my position is that it doesn't actually change our position to this point. If you consider the fact that on the 1st of April, we received a news letter from Pfizer that showed that the 800 participants who were in South Africa showed nearly 100% efficacy of the vaccine for severe disease. And also whatever research that they did that showed some neutralization of the antibodies indicated that there was slightly reduced efficacy for the variant that's dominant here in South Africa. My view is that those results are much more relevant to us at this point than what we are seeing in Israel, because that study also has 800 participants, 400 in the vaccinated group and 400 in the other group. And that is a small study. Remember, AstraZeneca study was based on 2,000 participants, and we knew that that was a small study. And when we're looking at the numbers, there's only 1% of the B1351 variant in Israel compared to the most dominant B117 that was found in the UK. So Israel is not a really good place for us to be able to draw strong conclusions. The numbers that they're showing us are really small, but they do indicate that we need to continue to observe how these vaccines perform in the real world outside of the clinical trials.
This reduced efficacy that Pfizer found in a study in South Africa is reduced by how much? And does Pfizer then still offer a robust defense, in your opinion, to the South African variant?
Yeah, so when they were looking at protection against severe disease, what they found is that typically against what they call the wild type virus, it's still about 95%, depending on whether you're using protection against severe disease, depending on whether you're using a CDC or FDA definition. But for South Africa, it was somewhere between 91% and 93%. So it was reduced by a very small margin. It is still high enough for us to have confidence in it. And the neutralizing antibodies, we accept that, you know, the body of a human being is not only protected by antibodies, but by other types of immune protection, including the T cells. So we still believe overall, with the evidence that we have at the moment, Africa, that Pfizer is still a good option for South Africa. But again, just to reiterate that we have to put in place effectiveness studies. You know, in clinical trials, we do efficacy studies. In the real world, we do effectiveness studies, similar to what Israel is doing. We need to be doing here in South Africa just to monitor over time how these vaccines perform. And then if we need boosters at a later stage, we need to know when we need that, based on these studies.
We certainly have enough research facilities through our various universities and the South African Medical Research Council. Do you have any handle on whether or not the Department of Health will, I suppose, instruct such research?
Well, I am confident that it will take place. As we can see that the study that is being done by the MRC on the Johnson & Johnson, it's part of that process to monitor how the Johnson & Johnson vaccine performs. It's still unclear who's going to do the study for Pfizer, but I agree with you completely that we have the capacity to monitor the performance of these vaccines. And I really appreciate the fact that you know, we are picking up on this study from Israel, but just to say that the numbers are too small there. Our numbers here will allow us to do better statistical analysis.
Which is why we picked it up, actually, because I was mindful that this was a study that was not peer-reviewed yet, and I wanted to really inform the listeners to this radio station, at least anyway, that not to worry, the vaccines are still coming, and for all intents and purposes, it's still very much a robust defense against the variant that is prevalent here. Professor Moshabela, thank you very much indeed for your time and your insights, the Acting Deputy Vice-Chancellor for Research and Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal.